Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, October 8th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Microsoft agreed to an independent third-party study to look at the impact of making its devices easier to repair, saying it will use it as a guide to product design and plans for expanding device repair options. The company committed to posting a summary of the report by May 2022, although it's unclear if the full report will go public. Bloomberg sources say Apple is developing a technology codenamed Ironheart that would let you use your iPhone to control the climate system, radio, seats, and instrument clusters of your car. The plus is that users wouldn't have to switch between CarPlay and their own car's infotainment system. Ironheart is reportedly still in early development and needs partnerships with car brands to go forward. Apple has declined to comment. YouTube announced several accessibility features and experiments. The company is testing the option of including multiple audio tracks for video, which could be used for multiple languages, or for descriptive audio for those with vision impairments. YouTube also now supports live automatic captions for any live stream in English, previously limited to those with 1,000 or more subscribers. Live captions will also come to the 13 supported auto captioning languages in the coming months. YouTube also plans to launch an experiment later this year to let users search transcripts on mobile devices. Around 5 a.m. Eastern Time on October 8th, unknown actors successfully defaced Twitch, replacing background game images with photos of Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos for several hours. It's unclear how the images were changed and if this is related to the recent leak of Twitch's source code. The creator of the Unfollow Everything browser extension, Louis Barclay, revealed Facebook sent him a cease and desist letter earlier this year, saying it violated its terms of service by creating software that automated user interactions. Barclay also said Facebook permanently disabled my Facebook and Instagram accounts and demanded he never again create tools that interact with Facebook or its other services. Google confirmed a bug in iOS 15 that resulted in AMP URLs in Google Search not working. Clicking on a link in Search would instead take users to a main site URL for the page or link to their mobile app if installed on device. Google said the bug should be resolved soon. In November 2018, two wedding dress manufacturers sued Cloudflare for copyright infringement, arguing it didn't terminate services for a website that infringed on its designs. Judge Vince Chabria of the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California granted Cloudflare's motion for summary judgment in the case, saying simply providing services to a copyright infringer does not qualify as a material contribution in determining contributory copyright infringement, saying such services would need to significantly magnify access to infringing content. China's State Administration for Market Regulation levied a 3.44 billion yuan fine, that's roughly 533 million U.S. dollars, against the country's leading food delivery firm Meituan for violating anti-monopoly regulations. This is about 3% of its 2020 domestic revenue. The company must also return 1.29 billion yuan in deposits held from exclusivity agreements. As part of its 25th anniversary, the Internet Archive published a satirical site called The Way Forward Machine, which claims to forecast what the web will look like 25 years from now. Navigating to a URL on the site quickly shows a number of pop-ups warning of content block for reasons like users not agreeing to share personal information or government censorship. It also includes a timeline of future events that impacted the web, starting with the repeal of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. Panasonic announced the DC-BS1H, its second box-style video camera. This uses the same full-frame sensor as its video-focused S1H camera, with a lot more I/O, including a USB-C port, full-size HDMI, 3G SDI, XLR mic port, and an Ethernet port. It ships in November for $3,500. Samsung released its Samsung Internet Browser to the Wear OS Play Store, previously available on its Tizen-based watches. The browser uses gesture controls to help navigate pages on the smaller watch screen and syncs browser bookmarks with a connected phone. Mozilla introduced a new suggested search feature to Firefox 93, creatively titled Firefox Suggest. According to Mozilla's support pages, this includes content from paid advertisers. Mozilla says it doesn't require any new data to be stored or shared to make the recommendations, and only works with partners that meet its privacy standards. Microsoft's Xbox Cloud Gaming Service is now powered by Xbox Series X hardware. The company told The Verge that it completed the upgrade, which improves frame rates and game load times for players streaming Xbox games over the web. And finally, YouTube confirmed it canceled its annual year-end roundup video Rewind, saying it will work on a different and updated kind of experience. YouTube introduced Rewind in 2010, although it took off last year because, well, 2020. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.